A simple follow-up phone call to patients who went to the emergency room after attempting suicide can drastically reduce the chance of them trying it again. And that's according to a recent study out of Columbia University. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported earlier this year that suicide rates in New York State have risen almost 30% since 1999. And people who have gone to the emergency room once for an attempted suicide are at a much higher risk of attempting it again after their release. Now, a study shows a straightforward way of reducing that risk: calling those patients. Barbara Stanley is a professor of medical psychology at Columbia University, and she's one of the study's authors.
What was, to me, most surprising and actually most heartwarming is that patients said over and over, "This intervention saved my life."
The intervention, calling patients to follow up after their discharge, can be tough to fit into a time-strapped hospital emergency department. But Pauline Stahlbrot, who manages mental health care at Rochester Regional Health, says her clinic is already making those phone calls. She says it's a whole lot faster than hospitalizing someone again.
Our standard practice is to do that follow-up phone call. It seems so simple, but the reality is like it just makes you feel not alone.
Stahlbrot says their calls often focus on reminding patients about coping strategies because intense suicidal thoughts are typically short-lived. Distractions can be key to getting through that time, she says, and so can setting up follow-up appointments with a counselor. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.